the main staff was obviously Mr. Booth, the butler that I knew.
Was he quite friendly?
He seemed, I mean, for a 10-year-old boy, I suppose, he seemed fairly friendly. But I didn't, you know, I only saw him, I've heard about him, but I didn't meet him only once. I met the valet to Lord Sackville, a guy called Wynne. I don't know what his Christian name was. Everybody called him Wynne or Winnie the Pooh. He was a very dapper and very, what might be classed as an elegant man, perfect for a valet.
Yes.
And he was a very close friend of my grandmother and my father and my aunt. And in subsequent years, when my aunt was living in Seal and my grandmother was living with her, he used to come and stay and for a week or two and keep my grandmother company, and, you know, just for a holiday.
Yeah.
And the other person I knew mostly from the servants or from the staff was... I used to call her Auntie... Everybody used to call her Auntie Doris, or if you were an adult, Big Doris. She was the cook.
Yes.
A very... statuesque lady, something approaching 6 feet tall and built in proportion. Very, very charming lady. And a fantastic cook. The only person I've ever seen make a cake without weighing anything and only using a knife to cut the butter up. And she was extremely skilled as a cook. And obviously, you know, if she was going to be the cook to Lord and Lady Sackville, she had to have a certain standard of, you know, expertise.